Dan Gordon is Associate Dean for Government Procurement Law at the George Washington University Law School, former Administrator of the Office of Federal Procurement Policy. He's here to talk about his top three for 2013, our special year-end and year-beginning now feature with thought leaders across government looking at the issues that they expect to be front and center in 2013. Dan, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Your first item on your list, you write, will procurement spending drop below $500 billion in fiscal 2013? Set the landscape for us on this and the trend that you expect to see play out in this coming year, please.
Thanks, Francis. It's great to be with you, and I'm always happy to speak on your program. The fact is, as you know and as your listeners know, procurement spending went up essentially nonstop from 1992 until 2008, peaking at about $550 billion. This administration has cut that back somewhat. People would say a large part of the cutback was because of the end of the war in Iraq. But the fact is we're now down to something like $515 billion in FY12. I think everybody's watching, contractors, the acquisition personnel, program people, the Congress, everybody's watching to see if that figure is going to keep going down. And that's why I think of $500 billion as an important threshold to watch.
If we hit that number, what does that signify about what you would expect to see in following out years?
Well, it might indicate a relieving of the pressure, for one thing, on the acquisition workforce. I think contractors are going to worry that in the out years the number is going to keep going down. I would not expect the number to go down dramatically, notwithstanding the deficit, notwithstanding the talk on Capitol Hill. I would be very surprised if the number dropped dramatically below $500 billion, even 2 or 3 years from now.
And if we start with the $550 billion peak, and we look at a kind of a plateau of $500 billion in the foreseeable future, yes, that's a 10% decrease, but that's still an awful lot of money for the companies that do business with the government to go after.
Absolutely. And it's more than double what it was just 7 or 8 years ago.
So the reason that I say that, Dan, is because I hear the scenarios and I hear the leaders in industry talking about the potential landscape in the coming years, and I keep thinking, you know, yes, it's probably not what you'd like it to be, but it's not horrible. It's not like you're probably going to be going out of business anytime soon unless you make some pretty serious mistakes.
Right. $500 billion is a lot of money. And I got to tell you, I think that the fight that we've seen for the last 25 years about whether we're relying on contractors too much, whether we should do insourcing, outsourcing, I think that much of that debate is behind us now. We are going to rely on contractors. Contractors do great work for the government. I think we need to be more vigilant in how we use them, how we oversee them. But you are not going to see, in my estimation, you're not going to see massive insourcing, just like you're not going to see massive outsourcing at this point.
Dan Gordon's top three for 2013 posted on federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. The second item on your list, Dan, is will government-wide strategic sourcing succeed beyond office supplies and overnight delivery services? There are a number of people in government that are really committed to making strategic sourcing work, but there are a number of people who maybe they don't appear committed to not make it work, but they don't appear as committed to and as really dedicated to making strategic sourcing successful.
Absolutely. If the first point we talked about is about the government buying less, strategic sourcing is about the government buying smarter. And it's not easy to get government to buy government-wide. There are all sorts of interests. There are parochial interests on the parts of individual agencies, and sometimes the services and the sub-components of agencies that want to buy separately. They don't want to buy government-wide. There are companies that think they have an advantage if they can get just one agency, and they don't want that agency running out and taking part in a government-wide effort. But the fact is, we will all benefit if the government buys more things government-wide.
Now, here's the buzz that I've been hearing about strategic sourcing, Dan. It's catching on within agencies. The cross-agency part of it is much more difficult. Well, it seems to me that that part, the interagency or intra-agency part, should already be taken care of. I mean, I guess I wonder why that hasn't been happening already.
It's It's a great question, Francis. But the fact is that for agencies that have components with long histories of autonomy, and that's especially true in the Department of Homeland Security and obviously the military services within DOD, for them it's really tough to say we're going to buy at the DHS level or the DOD level. But the fact is they all benefit. I know that Eric, friends at DOD are working to do this. Certainly at DHS they're working to buy more department-wide, but we would benefit if, in fact, we went government-wide. The number one challenging area is going to be IT. But the question, the fact is, why should we buy software or software licenses agency by agency instead of having one, for example, one license agreement that will cover the entire federal government? You can get better prices. You can streamline the whole buying process if you do it government-wide.
And you can still choose, I would imagine, if you want to use or not use a particular product. So the agency will still have the autonomy to decide if they want to use a product. They'll just be able to leverage their colleagues at other agencies when they go to make those deals.
Absolutely. I mean, I can tell you on the off-supplies effort for strategic sourcing, our watchword was we and OMB, when I worked at OMB, we're not going to force agencies to use these strategic sourcing vehicles, but we are going to say we want you to look at it. If you decide that you're getting better prices by using these strategic sourcing vehicles, then use them. We're not going to force you, but we want to persuade you if we can.
Well, and I guess on the broader government-wide level, too, if an agency finds they can get a better price by buying on their own, then that indicates that there's something wrong at the government level if they're not able, if a government-wide contract isn't able to negotiate a better price than an individual agency.
And you're absolutely right. I do think that GSA's gotten much better at getting better prices through strategic sourcing, but to be fair, what agencies sometimes do is they buy separately, and they sometimes don't follow all the rules. They'll buy things that are made in countries that we're not supposed to be buying from. They won't be following the rules for Ability One. The fact is the strategic sourcing efforts are fully compliant with all the rules. Sometimes that costs a little bit more, but it's worth paying that extra bit to follow the law.
Dan Gordon, the third item on your top three for 2013 is, will federal employees get any good news in 2013? And I guess that depends on what your definition of good news is.
Well, I got to tell you, Francis, the administration came in with really good news for federal employees, but the fact is these budget battles have worn our people down. The atmosphere today is just toxic. Our people feel like the budgets are slashed. The hiring that the administration did in the first couple of years, especially for the acquisition workforce, that hiring is not moving forward the way it needs to move forward. We're not investing in training. You could just add to the morale effects of these salary freezes that drag on and on. It is not good, and it actually has an impact on contracting, because that toxic environment causes our people not to be willing to take any risk at all. And that means they, for example, they will often buy low price, even if spending extra money would actually get a better value for the government. We need to let our acquisition professionals do what they know how to do without fear that they're going to be second-guessed and beaten down every time they try to take some sort of a risk.